Welcome to the Accountability Coach Podcast. I am thrilled to have you on board with me today. We're diving into the world of proven business success principles that are all about helping you make more money and work less. Because who doesn't want that, right? I'm on a mission to guide you towards your ideal business and your ideal life. So buckle up and get ready for some powerful insights. And let's turn your goals into reality. This is Ann Bachrach. Today we're talking about the psychological price that entrepreneurs pay. You know, it can be challenging to imagine that entrepreneurship comes with a psychological price, considering how much the media glamorizes it. Most people only see the lavish and exciting lifestyles of high-profile entrepreneurs. But this makes up a very small percent of the overall business owner population. Most entrepreneurs don't own private jets, and they don't party with well-known celebrities or live extravagantly. However, this doesn't mean that their life is all set out for them either. Just like other leaders, they also pay the psychological price of achieving their dreams and maintaining success. Bradley Smith is the prime example of unequivocal business success, behind which hid the fear of failure, stress-ridden anxiety, and the constant feeling of not being enough. Smith is the CEO of Rescue One Financial, a California-based financial services company that on average makes $32 million a year in sales. But before making his way in the Inc. 500, Smith was on the brink of financial devastation and complete mental breakdown. In 2008, Bradley Smith was working day and night counseling nervous clients on getting out of debt. But while he gave them advice, Smith was drowning in debt himself. Smith had a steep beginning, working with a debt settlement company, maxing out his credit card, selling his very first and most expensive watch, and doing business with his family by asking his dad for a $10,000 loan. So while he synergized his team members, he was secretively a second away from mental collapse. Smith and his wife were living off of scraps, making the best of what they had and sharing only a bottle of wine for dinner. He would wake up in the middle of the night with his mind racing, wondering, how can I ever turn this thing off? It took almost a year of anxiety-ridden sleep and working on autopilot before his company started making a considerable profit. Often we idolize successful entrepreneurs like Elon Musk, Warren Buffett, Bill Gates, Jeff Bezos, Richard Branson, and even Mark Zuckerberg. These people earn the hero status in our society, and we celebrate their fast growth. But most of them harbor anxiety, sleepless nights, depression, and yes, stress. Entrepreneurship isn't all that you see on the media. Instead, it's a struggle through some tough times before reaping the rewards. Gallup Wellbeing Index research revealed that 45% of entrepreneurs experience stress compared to 42% of other workers. In addition, 34% of entrepreneurs are more likely to have worried a lot than 30% of other employees. Although these deviations sound small, a recent UC Berkeley Institutional Review study published on small business economics reveals that mental health differences affect almost 72% of entrepreneurs directly or indirectly. This included 49% of individuals with personal mental history and family mental health history. Not just this, but entrepreneurs are more likely to experience mental health issues compared to the general population. So, for example, depression at 30% compared to 16.6%, ADHD at 29% compared to 4.4%, addiction 12% compared to 8.4%, which I would have thought that one might be a little bit higher, bipolar diagnoses at 11% compared to 4.4%. Most entrepreneurs follow a never not working and always grinding mindset that causes them to willingly sacrifice time, relationships, and financial security to grow their business. Studies show that entrepreneurs are more likely to suffer from mental health issues than the general population because of this mindset. Mental health issues can be fatal, which is why it's essential to address them right away. Unfortunately, the busy lives of entrepreneurs deceive them into thinking this is how it should be and that it's okay to suffer in silence. To break this stigma, let's talk about some of the most common health issues experienced by entrepreneurs. Well, for example, they are often alone. Being an entrepreneur can be pretty lonely for many people. Although you'll indeed have friends, family, and your team members by your side, being transparent about the state of your business stays on your shoulders. Entrepreneurs typically need to present a better vision to keep the team motivated, investors confident, and family and friends unworried. As a result, entrepreneurs often feel lonely. Because you need to put up a front, entrepreneurs bear the brunt of all anxiety and worries. It can contribute to the psychological side effects of entrepreneurship. A good idea is finding a mentor as you can turn to them and share with others. The F word. Failure is inevitable. Part of establishing your business is recognizing that something is going to fail. Failure and fear of failure cause significant anxiety, stress, and mindset issues like perfectionism and imposter syndrome. And although failure is an integral and inevitable part of the overall entrepreneurial process, it's often impossible to let go or repurpose that fear of failing. Unfortunately, fear and the feeling of failure can derail you off of your way to success. The stress, the anxiety, and fear penetrate your personal life and affect your relationships. So instead of focusing on failures or not failing no matter what, recognize that failure is part of the process. Focus on your past accomplishments, no matter how small. Make a list of all your accomplishments and successes. I bet there are many more than you might initially have thought. Impossible to maintain work-life balance is another one. Entrepreneurs are strong-headed, passionate, and committed people who hardly take a day off. It includes weekends and holidays. Most newbie entrepreneurs don't realize that being a business owner is not a 9-to-5 job. An insightful study by BGF Ventures and Strebe's reveals that 20% of UK founders work 60 to 79 hours a week, whereas 53% of entrepreneurs never stop working. While their entrepreneurial spirit may be impressive, it is detrimental to their mental health. By overworking yourself and not giving yourself a break, you put your health, your productivity, and focus at stake. Entrepreneurs often struggle to convince themselves that they deserve a break and feel guilty when taking one, especially when they have yet to reach their dreams. Since starting and running a business comes with a lot of stress, entrepreneurs are often pressured to make critical decisions and what's at stake. On the whole, this can take a toll on their mental and overall health. Another one is they feel overwhelmed. Entrepreneurs always have too much on their plates. Whether you have a staff or a junior assistant, you realize there is still so much more to do. You are the business owner, the visionary, and the leader, which means that you have to monitor all processes of the company. You have bills to pay, clients to appease, projects to complete, a business to run, failures to account for, a team to manage, demanding clients, taxes to pay, and the list goes on and on, right? As an entrepreneur, you work to be all things to everyone. You wake up to hundreds of emails, phone calls, and text messages every day, each demanding instant replies. Think about waking up a half an hour or an hour earlier to ease yourself into the day. Consider journaling, practice self-care, work out, or meditate, and set your schedule with how you intend to spend your time to get the outcomes you want. The bottom line here is there is an overly glamorized, starry-eyed perception of entrepreneurship in our society. In reality, running your business can take a toll on your mental health, your finances, and even your personal relationships, as you may have experienced. If you want to achieve your business goals without paying the psychological price, you must learn the essence of good mental health. Learn to practice self-care. Ask for help when you need to, and lean on others' shoulders every once in a while. For more help with creating your ideal business and your ideal life, reach out to me today to schedule your complimentary consultation. Want more proven business success tips and resources? Well, of course you do. Subscribe to my blog by going to accountabilitycoach.com/blog. After investing your very valuable time with me, I hope that you gained an insight and even maybe an idea or two that will propel you to greater heights in every facet of your life. Share the wisdom by passing on my Accountability Coach podcast to help ignite others, which can be found on most podcast platforms and in most English-speaking countries, and of course, on accountabilitycoach.com. And subscribe to the Accountability Minute for daily guidance on proven business success principles. I salute you for your hunger for more, your drive for wanting to be even better, and your unyielding commitment to being the architect of your destiny. Always aim for what you want each and every day. Until next time, make it a great day, today and every day. I appreciate you listening.